Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser as we talk about feedlot profitability with Dr. Tonser in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on TikTok.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the Pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe, and I'm constipated.
Yeah.
And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
It's no secret that without any hedge protection, feedlots have been losing money, a lot of money, in recent months. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser puts out a survey on a regular basis of how feedlots are doing as far as their profitability is concerned. He says that the current surveys do suggest that current closeouts are showing a lot of red ink, but things are improving.
I put out projected closeouts for somebody that's not hedging over the next 9 months. The projections for June, July, and August, yes, June's behind us, but there's a one-month lag in this data. They're all losses of over 100, so $100 to $200 losses. I will note those have actually improved over the last couple months, so it is good that negative numbers are becoming smaller. And then as we go from September all the way out through the first quarter of 2021, most of those projections are in the, I'm going to call it the rounding error of break-even. So they go from about minus 20 to plus $30, depending on which month you look at. So there are hedgeable profit opportunities over that horizon. Cattle to be placed today would fall into those months on the back end there. And if somebody chose to, you could, I think, lock in an expected positive margin. And we're certainly not talking about negative $300 again on those months. Now, that could redevelop if, you know, these demand stories get worse and so forth. I can't guarantee we're going to avoid that. But this particular segment, the fed cattle selling segment, has seen notable improvement since, let's call it, the middle of May, for example. All the uncertainty on processing, when the markets were beat up the most and so forth. Each one of these projections have improved over time. And I think that is adding some optimism that maybe we're getting the flow of cattle back, right? So we're processing on par with what we did before. We're chipping away at the fed cattle carryovers. Hopefully we're going to see in the cattle on feed report that we're pulling some of those feeder cattle forward and so forth. So those are a lot of just returning to fundamentals on getting the animals flowing at the right volumes that markets like. And I think the margins for the feedlot sector are reflecting.
Now, one thing, according to Dr. Tonser, worth watching will be cost of gain, given fewer acres of corn reported by USDA and big purchases by China reported just this week.
That is certainly worth monitoring. Of equal importance on the cost of gain story for this, let's say the next 9 months in this story, is we're probably going to be bringing animals in that are heavier than normal, given how we backlog feeder cattle. So we're probably going to change the duration that those animals are in the yard, and therefore the total demand for feed and so forth is part of the total industry story. So there's a lot of moving parts there. Yes, if we shrink the corn crop compared to what we were expected 2 months ago, that will put upward pressure on the cost story. But I'm going to remind us, it's also important to say we're putting heavier animals in. That's going to change the duration on feed. So the ability to sustain a beef production target, even if we have higher costs on corn per bushel perspective, I think is still there. If our listeners go here, most of these months I have a cost of gain projection around $80 per hundredweight. You know, you could easily build a story that pushes those up 5, maybe even 10 cents if corn gets, you know, more expensive. But it does not drastically change the story I shared earlier, that profitability is improving over the next 9 months.
Dr. Tonser alluded to the next cattle on feed report, and we'll have not only a cattle on feed report this month on the 24th of July, but also the mid-year cattle inventory report. He's already got some ideas about what he would like to see out of those two reports.
Cattle on feed report, we continue to try to monitor the backlog. I'm optimistic we're working through the fed cattle backlog, and that is supportive of all these prices. I think that's embedded in what we've seen the last few weeks, flat and improvement at times in the feeder cattle market in particular. I hope to see that reaffirmed in that report. In the July cattle inventory report, I'll remind our listeners, we get that in January and July, state level information. We can break down exactly the size of the herd in USDA's eyes and so forth. going into COVID, we thought we were probably peaking the herd. I can't help but think all the uncertainty and the challenges that we went through is going to add some pessimism to the average cow-calf operator. So I'm anticipating we start to get a few more signs in the July cattle inventory report, and maybe it'll be reaffirmed more strongly in the January one a few months from now. But my gut tells me we've pulled the trigger on contracting, and maybe a little bit more than, I'm a little bit more bearish, if you like, than maybe some other analysts, because I think a lot of folks are concerned with the combination of the profit squeeze and the regulatory uncertainty. And I think we may be shrinking the herd a little bit more than some others are suggesting. LMIC has an estimate for this report of the cow herd being down 0.6%. It won't surprise me if by the time we get to the January report, it'll be clear here, the next one, that we've pulled the herd down by more than 1%.
Dr. Glenn Tonser, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.